I still gotta move some things around first, so, yeah, sorry. I don't belong here. I really don't. Paradise. Paradise is the last place I expected to end up after all I've done. Let me tell you my story of how I got saved. I once was an armed robber. I made my living by violence. Threatening innocent people. Stealing from them. Hey, thanks for the water. Okay. Oh, would you look at that? There's some money in here. I don't think I actually killed anyone. But then again, I never stayed around long enough to find out. The first time I met Jesus, I was invited to a party in his honor. It was in Jericho at the home of a rich tax collector. Perhaps he has some coin to spare. I was introduced to Jesus. We shook hands. But his eyes pierced into my soul. Who is this guy? It's as if somehow he knew me and every crime I've committed. You know, he says, there's forgiveness, even for you in my kingdom. How about it? I averted my eyes from his gaze with trepidation. I began to stumble as I stuttered. The next day, I'm in the crowd. Can you guess who I see? It's Jesus, talking about his kingdom, comparing it to a mustard seed, calling it the kingdom of heaven. Oh, I wanted so desperately to go up after him, after he had finished, and take him up on his offer, but I just couldn't bring myself to do it. The next day, well, sometime later, the Roman patrol catches some of us, and we end up in prison. There's no mercy for people like us. And so it happens that on the same day that they crucify Jesus, they crucify two of us, one on his left, the other on his right. This isn't any normal crucifixion. Mobs of people are there just because of Jesus. And then there's the self-righteous Pharisees. If you're some kind of Messiah, come on down from that cross. If you're a savior, save yourself, if you can. I can't get Jericho out of my mind. I can't forget Jesus' eyes, his words, his invitation. And so, I call over to him, despite the fact that I'm grasping for air, and talking makes it that much harder to breathe. Jesus, I said, I never forgot what you said. I wanted to say yes, but just couldn't bring myself to do it. Now look at me. But Jesus is worse for wear. He isn't going to last very long. I can see that. But somehow, I can see beyond all that. No matter what those priests, Romans, and Pharisees have done to him, Jesus is the Messiah. And when he dies, he will be with God. He will reign in that kingdom he told us about. Jesus, I cried, when you come into your kingdom, will you remember me? His words are labored, his lips parched, but I can still hear him pretty well. Truly, I say to you, this very day, you will be with me in paradise. His eyes grow dim. He's fading quickly now. but I believe him. I believe him. And that's what gets me through those next few hours. Until they break my legs to kill me. And so, I find myself here. In what appears to be heaven. No, it's paradise. I don't deserve to be here. I truly don't. But here I am, anyway. I guess that's what a man like me gets when the king himself grants a pardon, full forgiveness, such mercy, such love. Pretty amazing, don't you think?